Well, good evening. Lord, it's good to be here tonight. I thank God that there's only one way to heaven. Because there's a bunch of ways to get to this place. Amen? Man, I tell you what, you can go on all kind of roads. You can go, woo. I believe there's one of them called Hooker's Gap. Did I say that wrong? Boy, I thought I done stuck my foot in my mouth. Hey, we had a man about got car sick, so we didn't come that way tonight. So, I thought I done messed up on that one, you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget over there when we was at the other church. They say we from Alabama is a little crazy. And I kidded them around a little bit, and I said, yeah, but we don't have a preacher named Fox and one named Wolf, amen? Hey, you don't owe me nothing for that, brother. They wanted to kid us how country we was. And I said, yeah, but hey, we ain't got a preacher named Fox, and we sure ain't got a wolf. Amen? And I thank God tonight for what he's going to do in this place. Boy, glory. Me and the young men tonight, before we ever came, we got down there in that room, and we asked God. We asked God if he'd rain his power down in here tonight. Folks, we don't want nothing but God tonight. I pray this week you don't see this old country preacher. Boy, I pray you see nothing out of me this week, but all I point you to is Jesus this week. I pray I point you straight to the cross. I pray I point you straight to Calvary. Oh, but most of all, I pray I point you straight to the Christ. Jesus is the way. I want you to know that. If you get nothing else this week, Jesus is the way. Hey, you can get a double portion if you want it, but I want you to know tonight, I'm going to preach on a little subject, repairing broken altars. Folks, tonight I want you to know too long in the church there have been altars that's been broken that needs to be repaired. There's altars in your life that needs to be repaired. There's things that need to be repaired, just like your car, it'll be needing repaired in some time. Your home will need repaired. Your old body, there'll come a time that it's going to need repaired. Friends, I want you to know tonight one of the greatest things you'll ever repair in your life will be that altar that you have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have a copy of God's Word tonight, I ask you to turn to 1 Kings tonight, chapter number 18. And we'll begin reading in verse number 30. Oh, I thank God tonight that we've not only called revival, but we've called the Spirit of God down in here tonight. We got in the prayer room asking God, would he move tonight? Folks, I want you to know tonight, I pray that you've prayed before you ever come, asking God to move in your life tonight. I pray tonight when the Holy Ghost sweeps through, he don't forsake me tonight, but he'd come and minister to my life tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse number 30, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. As we read that word tonight, boy, I thank God we're in the house. Amen? Thank God he's here tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, we'll be in 1 Kings 18, verse number 30. And the Bible says, "And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired," there it is, "and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, and unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with these stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as it would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water. Pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, amen, and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Let us pray tonight. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. Lord God, we've come to your house tonight, Father God. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I'd pray tonight if there'd be a lost man, woman, a boy, or a girl in this place tonight, I'd pray they'd get into an old-timey altar and give their heart to you tonight, God. Oh God, I'd pray tonight, Father God, you let fire fall in this place tonight. Lord God, I'd pray tonight you'd remove this old weak vessel out of the way, and I'd pray tonight you'd preach for just a little while. Lord God, I'd pray you go up one side and down the other of this place. Lord God, I'd pray tonight, Father God, you would hide me behind the cross. I'd pray tonight you'd guard my throat, guard my thoughts, guard everything that I would say tonight, Father. Father God, if there's something I'd say tonight that not be true, I'd pray you'd remove it. Father God, the things I do need to say, you put in tonight. Father God, the things I don't need to say, you take out tonight. And Father God, the altars that need to be repaired, I pray tonight we already searching our hearts to know if we need something repaired tonight. Father, we love you and Father, we thank you. Lord God, I'd pray tonight it's recorded in heaven when the lights are cut off, that your will's been done in this place. Lord God, I pray tonight that you just do all the work. Father God, I pray you do all the preaching. And Father God, we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. It's in Jesus Christ's name we ask and do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we look into the Word of God tonight, repairing broken altars, repairing them altars in our life that have been broken down. Friends, I want you to know tonight as we go around churches and we go in different places, we see altars that have been broken down. We see things that have been broken down. There's people not taking the King James Bible no more. They'll just take anything they want to take. Friends, I want you to know we must get back to the old way. We must get back to the old path. We must get back to what God's called us to get back to tonight. Friends, I want you to know they're letting everything that you can think of stand behind the pulpits. They're 6-foot icicles everywhere you look tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, a man of God must not be an icicle, but he must be a flaming fire tonight. He must preach that word of God tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, we need fire to fall in this place tonight. I thank God tonight that we can call on heaven tonight. Don't you? I thank God. I call on a God tonight that can hear me tonight. He's not a dead God. Oh no, he's not dead. He's alive and well. Amen. We serve a risen Savior. He's everything to me. He walks and talks with me a long life's narrow way. As we look in the book tonight, though, and we open this word, we see tonight that Elijah knew the only way to get fire to fall was to repair that broken altar that had been broken down. You know the story. You know what happened. And prophets of Baal, they jumped up on that altar and they tore it down. Friends, I want you to know that's nothing more than what Satan's doing in the church in the day we live in. Friends, I want you to know people are telling people that you don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to them places. Friends, I want you to know tonight, I believe one of the greatest sins that a Christian makes in their life is when they don't attend the house of God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, the only way people may ever know about Jesus is by the walk that you walk tonight. I thank God tonight he's given us a place to worship. Don't you? Elijah knew that fire needed to fall. Friends, I want to say to you tonight, fire needs to fall in here tonight. Amen? Fire needs to fall in this place. But I ask you a question tonight. In your life tonight, what altar needs to be repaired? But most of all, in the Word of God, what altar needs to be repaired? If you'll look with me at verse number 30, I want to show you tonight the number one thing tonight that needs to be repaired in our lives tonight, and that is the altar of praise. Friends, I want you to know tonight in verse number 30, and it said, Elijah said unto all the people. Friends, he didn't say it to one person. He told everybody that was around. Can I get an amen? Hey, we went over there to a little town called Maggie Valley. They knew we wasn't from around here. Can I get an amen? Hey, we'd go in that place and they say, what are you doing over there? We went into pawn shops today and they said, what are you doing over here? We said, we come for revival. Hey, friends, I want you to know this preacher, he didn't bring revival. I came for revival. Amen. Hey, you set the date on the calendar. You prayed to God. You asked him to send fire down. And I want you to know tonight, that same God tonight you prayed to, he can send fire down tonight. That same God Elijah called on, we can call on him tonight. He said that altar of praise tonight, it needs to be repaired in our life. He said in verse number 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. He had a celebration in his praise. He said, I want you to know tonight, you may have called on your God and nothing happened, But let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about my God. Friends, I want you to know, my mama tells me about my first birth. My mama tells me when she had me. She tells me my birthday. But I thank God that I can tell mama about my second birth. Amen. I can tell mama about that second birth. He says, I want you to know that altar of praise must be restored. Amen. And he says tonight, there's celebration in this praise. He said, come near, I want to show you something. He says in verse number 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been broken down. Friends, he got there, there was celebration in his praise, but also there was exaltation in his praise. He said, the Lord, he said, we're going to build this back to the one true God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, there's sometimes in our churches, God's got to break it down. There's some things in our life He's got to break down for He can ever build us up. Amen. Friends, I want you to know tonight, He will not pour Himself into a dirty vessel tonight. He won't do it. That's not the God I serve. He won't do it tonight. He says there's celebration in His praise. There's exaltation in His praise. But friends, when He got there and He said that altar needed to be rebuilt, there was recognition in His praise. He recognized who He was building this altar of praise to. He said, I'm not building this altar back that Elijah get any praise. I'm building this altar back that God gets praise. Amen. Friends, I want you to know, if this church and the church that I pastor, if it be what God's called it to be, we must point everybody to Jesus. We must point everybody to the cross. And He says tonight, that altar of praise must be where God would have it to be. That altar of praise tonight. Friends, I want you to know, I got something to praise about, don't you? Man, I want you to know, I once was dead, but now I'm alive. I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. Friends, I want you to know tonight, I see more clearly than I ever had. I see a lot more clearly than I ever had. This week, I want you to know the altar of praise. Man, I got to this place, and I knew I was going to go there, and I walked into where they sell glass, and when I walked into that place, this man was in there. I knew him, but he didn't know me. It had been some 16 years ago since that man knew me. And when I walked in there, they said, this is the pastor of Union Chapel Baptist Church. Friends, I want you to know, I'm okay with that title. If you ever call my phone, I say I'm the happy pastor of Union Chapel because I'm happy. Amen. Hey, there may be some sour people in there, but they don't get me down. Amen. Hey, I serve a God in heaven. I want you to know there's nobody in that congregation that's ever died for me. Friends, I want you to know tonight, I got a God in heaven. He sent His Son and hung Him on that cross, and He died for me. He bled for me. He rose again for me. And I want you to know tonight, ain't nobody going to steal that from me. Amen. Boy, that altar of, I want you to know that altar of praise tonight. I walked into that place, Brother Ricky, and they were standing there and they was talking, they was carrying on. He said, this is my brother. Do you know him? And I said, oh yeah, I know him. He said, I don't know you. He said, I don't know you. I said, are you the sheriff of the town? He said, I sure am. I said, well, you're the one that handed me over my indictment papers. He looked at me and he said, you a preacher? I said, yeah, let me tell you what God can do. Amen. Let me tell you what God can do. But for God, amen. But for God, we'd all be going to hell. But for God, we'd all be destined to a devil's hell. But for God tonight. And he said, when he got there, I want you to know. And as Elijah got to that place, he said, I'm going to have a little bit of celebration. I'm going to exalt the name of Jesus because He's going to do something tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, he didn't doubt if fire would fall. He knew fire would fall. Amen. I tell him, I will not preach a dead church. I won't. I'm not going to pastor a dead church. Friends, I want you to know, in the town I live in, people come to me and they say, we're going to switch churches because we don't like being part of a dead church. I said, hello, you are the church. Amen. Hey, if it's a day, you are the church. That building ain't the church. Hello, wake up. If you ain't no praise in your church, you put the praise in it. Amen. He's worthy to be praised tonight. Don't sit back there and go, don't get old long face. Hey, it's a good week. Amen. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you are the church. And if He saved you, you got something to shout about. Amen. Man, you got something to get on the rooftop and shout glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to know. He called him up. He said, I want you to come near. Friends, I want you to know in my life, they some of them old boys I used to run with. I said, come on over here and let me show you what God can do. Get a little closer. Let me show you about the altar that God can repair. He said, there's an altar of prayer. He said, that altar of praise when we get there and we look to what God can do. But I seen something else in the text. He said, it ain't only an altar of praise, but he said, I want you to know something. There must be an altar of purity in our life. That's something that the church lost. That's something that the church has got away from. That is purity. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you're a woman in this house tonight, you must not wear a dress up to here. Hey, you must not wear a blouse down to here. You listen to me tonight. This is the house of God. He deserves it one way. He desires it one way. And I want you to know tonight, he must get it his way. Amen. Woo! Glory. That's what it's about, the house of purity. Man, we was on a mission trip at the church. Hey, I know some of you may not like me, but I ain't got but a couple more days. Amen. Woo! Glory. These boys know me. We have a good time. I was going to tell you about Jesus, and we're going to go on. Hey, if you come to church, you think it's supposed to be quiet and dead. You got the wrong picture of Christianity. It's something to shout about, son. Hey, if you can go to a ball game on Saturday and hoot and holler and pay $150 a ticket, you can come to the house of God. It's free. Shout all you want to. I heard them tell me many times, said, "Preacher, I think that one's going to get a little Pentecostal on us." I said, "Don't worry about the fire. It's a lot easier to put out a fire than it is to start one. You can wet somebody down in a hurry. You know how long it takes a Baptist to fire one up? A long time. And if they ever get to shouting, please don't shout them down. Let them go. Just let them go. Just let them go." Friends, I want you to know I'm talking about that altar of purity tonight. We was building our home church with the Carpenters of Christ, and we was out there, and the number one thing, and I told these guys, and they all know, I told our girls and our boys that come there, I said, "If you come on this job site and you come out here and work, them shorts better be below that knee." He said, "Preacher, you a mean preacher." "Oh, no, I ain't a mean preacher. But I got a man in heaven. His name's Jesus. He wants it done the right way. He wants purity in what we do." Friends, I want you to know tonight, we must dress in the right way. We must walk in the right way tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if they get mad because you tell them to cover up, I want you to know tonight, it's of God tonight that we must cover up. Friends, I want you to know tonight, when we got out on that job site, there was a man come to me and he said, "I want you to know, hey, some of them girls got on shorts up to here and I don't think it's right." And I said, "I done told them, Brother Ricky, I done told them we need purity, we need to do what God had called us to do." I turned the corner of that building and the first person I saw with their britches up to here was my daughter. Man, I turned that corner and I looked and I thought, "Lord God, what am I going to do now?" I walked over there where she was at. "Brother Ricky, I want you to know, I won't sugarcoat it for nobody. I don't care if it's my mama, I don't care if it's my wife, you listen to me tonight, you got to be the same to everybody." I told her, "I want you to know, you get your tail to the house, you get on to that house and you change them clothes, ain't going to be purity around here." I turned the corner, seen another little girl, and her mama said, "Does it got to go today?" I said, "I don't care where you go, but you make sure you get them things changed." Friends, I want you to know tonight, I want to teach people and I want to teach people the Word of God, but you can't teach them the Word of God without teaching them there's purity when it comes to God tonight. It must be purity in the house of God. Let me show you this in the Word where I see the purity. He says tonight as we read the text in verse number 31, not only the altar of praise, but the altar of purity needs to be restored in the church. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you must reverence your preacher as a brother tonight. You must reverence him tonight. You must reverence the office that he holds tonight. But he says in verse number 31, and Elijah took 12 stones. Friends, I want you to know he didn't take 11, he took 12. He said Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, and unto him the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be thy name." I want you to know that altar of purity tonight, it needs to be restored in our church tonight. They need to be cleanliness at the altar tonight, because the Lord said so. He said, "You go get 12 stones." Friends, I want you to know tonight, we must do it his way, or it will be the highway. Friends, I want you to know tonight, church ain't like Burger King. You don't get it your way, you'll get it God's way tonight. I want you to know tonight, if we're going to be what God's called us to be, we must do it God's way tonight. Friends, I want you to know, if you'll do it his way tonight, he'll shine glory down tonight. He'll pour double portion out tonight. And I want you to know tonight, there'll be altars that can be repaired in your life if you'll do it his way. Amen. He says tonight there's cleanliness at the altar, but there's also correctness at the altar. Folks, I want you to know tonight, when you come to the altar tonight, when you come to an altar in your life, I tell folks this all the time and I believe it. When you come to the altar and you truly repent and you truly give God what you want Him to take from you, there should be something different when you get up and walk back. There should be tears. There should be something that you left at the altar when you walked back. Friends, I want you to know, if you walk to the altar smiling, having a good time, and you lay down your burdens and you walk back smiling and laughing, I don't know if the burden's been laid down. Amen? Friends, I don't know about you, but I didn't get saved on the mountaintop. It was all the way in the valley when I got saved. And I want you to know tonight, that altar of purity tonight, there's cleanliness at the altar. There's correctness at the altar. He had the correct number of stones. He called on the correct name of the Savior. But I want you to know tonight, there's calmness at the altar. He put that wood in order. He didn't get in a hurry. He didn't get upset. He took it. I want you to know that's 450 against one. You listen to me tonight, it don't matter how many against you. If God's for you tonight, amen. If God is for you tonight, He took that and He put that wood in order. And He put it where it needed to be. But what I thank God about this whole story is, He didn't only put the wood in order as He wants to put the church in order, but He said, I want you to do something. I want you to pour water all over it. I want you to saturate that thing in water. Friends, tonight, I don't care how cold your life is. I don't care what's been poured on you. It don't matter what burden's been poured on you. I want you to know tonight, if you'll get praising God and let Him purify you tonight, you can come out on the mountaintop. He says tonight, I want you to know tonight, not on their altar of praise, there's an altar of purity. But if you look in verse number 36, there's an altar of prayer tonight. He said, I want you to know tonight, it ain't all about the praise. It ain't all about the purity, but it's all about the prayer that you'll send up tonight. Amen. Boy, we get to that place in our life and we see that prayer that only God can answer, that only God can sit down on, that only God can move on. Folks, I want you to know tonight, I love people and I love having compassion on them, and I love telling them the truth. But I want you to know tonight, you can't have compassion if you lie to them. Always remember this, the truth is always the truth, no matter who tells it. But a lie is always a lie, no matter who tells it. The truth is always the truth. And I'll never forget, we had left church one day, and I'm talking about prayer, that power that needs to be restored, that prayer life, that prayer that's in our life. Friends, I want you to know tonight, we had left church that evening. My daughter was sitting in the back of the car, and we was going home that way, and it's some about 7 miles to the house, and we're talking about prayer. And as we got going home, she had back-talked her mom, and I looked in the mirror, and I said, when we get home, go to your room, you're going to get a whooping. That's all I told her, and she knew it, boy. She started crying on the way home. We got home, and we went into the home, Brother Ricky. I went in there, and man, just got done preaching, go ahead and whoop my kid. I don't understand that, do you? Man, I took my coat off, I took my towel off, and the belt I had on, I just took it on off. Y'all may not whoop up here, I don't know. Y'all may time out them up here, I don't know. Boy, back there when we was, hey, we didn't know what a nose in the corner was, amen. Hey, when daddy said you're getting a whooping, son, you better just get ready. He fixing to put it on you. Amen. Folks, I want you to know tonight, God won't put your nose in no corner. God won't give you a time out. God will whoop you. That's what a lot of churches ain't been preaching. God will whoop you. You know what that conviction feels like when you've done wrong and He's convicting that heart. He's putting it on you. Man, He'll get on you. Amen. Man, I jerked that belt off, Brother Ricky, and I stormed back out of that room. I slung that door open to her room and she was down on her knees. She had them hands like this and she was saying, Lord God, please don't let Him whoop me. Please. Well, I eased that door back too. I walked in there and I told my wife, I said, she's praying. She said, what is she praying? That I don't whoop her. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm not going to whoop her. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going against God. Ain't no telling what else she put in that prayer. Amen. Ain't no telling what else. All I knew is please don't let Daddy whoop me. Brother Jake, I didn't want everything else that come with it. But I got back in there, and you listen to this tonight, I got back in there where she was at. And I got down there with her, and I prayed on with her and finished on out with her. And I told her, I said, I want you to know tonight that prayer works. I'm not going to whoop you tonight, but I want you to know there must be purity in your life. There must be some way that you treat your mama. There must be a way that you treat them things in your life. Folks, I want you to know tonight, the Bible says, by this all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. He says tonight that we must have that altar of prayer. Look in verse number 36. He came with that altar of prayer that needs repair tonight, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day. And thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He came to that altar of prayer. I want you to know he was able to pray. When he came there and he done seen the praise, he done give God praise. He done set up the altar the way it needed to be. It was a pure way. He put everything God told him to do. He was able to pray. The altar was restored. But not only was he able to pray, he was available to pray. That servant of God, he knew where his strength come from. Friends, I want you to know tonight, your strength comes from the Lord tonight. That's where our strength comes from. He was able to pray. He was available to pray. But he had affordability to pray. It was affordable for him to pray. There was 450 against one. If there's ever been a time he needed to pray, that was it. Man, you're talking about your back being against the wall. Have you ever felt like you was the only one left standing for the Lord? Have you ever felt like your back was against the wall? Friends, I want you to know tonight, when your back's against the wall, that's most of the time I look up. Or when I'm flat on my back, you know what I do? I look up. I want you to know tonight, if there's one thing to be restored in a church, it must be the altar. I've seen so many times in so many churches, you go in and you preach a revival and you preach what God's giving you, and people sit there and they don't listen and they don't heed the word of God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you want what God to have for you, you must get real with what God wants you to do. You must get that praise where it needs to be tonight. You must get that purity in your life tonight. Friends, I want you to know, I don't believe you can live any way you want to, and I don't believe that. I don't believe in none of that. Friends, you listen to me tonight. He said, if you been born again, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old man's dead and a new man's raised up. Friends, I want you to know tonight, we must do what God has called us to do. I ask them all the time in the church that I pastor. I ask them all the time in the church that I pastor. I ask them this question. I said, I want to ask you one question. They said, yes, sir. I said, I want you to be honest with me. I said, if your preacher tonight, if you found him down in the honky-tonk and he was drunk, would I still be your pastor? Why, no way, preacher. I said, okay. Thank God. So I want to ask you a question tonight. I said, yes, sir, preacher. If the preacher was out here doing ungodly things, would he still be able to stand in the pulpit? No, sir, preacher. I said, you listen to me tonight. There's no difference than that man in that pulpit and that person in that pew. I said, I want you to know tonight, we've got a life that we must live before God, and we must live it pure, folks. I want you to know there's people watching tonight what we do. I tell them all the time, the sins of the fathers, what's tearing this world down, that sins of them fathers. I told them all the time, and I'll tell you tonight, that secret place that you got in your home, that you got stuff here that nobody knows about tonight. You remember tonight, God's got it. God knows where it is. I want you to know tonight that whatever you got, you think you're pure, you think you're praying, you think you're right where you need to be, but you got something hid at home. I want you to know tonight that 13 to 14 year old daughter, or that 13 and 14 year old son, he may go to that secret place. Friends, I want you to know tonight, most of the time when something comes against a kid, it ain't going to be the world, it's going to be the family. Ain't going to see mama do it, ain't going to see daddy do it. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you've been born again, start living that pure life for Jesus Christ. Start living it. You said, preacher, there ain't no truth in that. Let me tell you what happened. I go to Broken Life's ministry. I'm talking about being pure and being what God's called you to be. I went there, and as I sat down, and it was a drug rehab place. I sat down in that place, and I was getting ready to preach, Brother Ricky. And I sat down. I'm talking about purity. And I'm sitting in that place, and I feel somebody breathing on the back of my neck. And I turn around, and it's my nephew. He's in there for a drug addiction. That's what he is sitting right behind me for. He's in a drug addiction. When he was a little bitty boy, all he wanted to do was run with his Uncle BJ. Man, he wanted to stick right there beside me. He wanted to do everything I did. He wanted to walk step for step. Friends, I want you to know, but my life wasn't lined up with God. I was lost, dying, going to hell, and I'd pushed that young man away. All he seen that I'd done, when I drank, I drugged, and the way I lived. Friends, I want you to know, I didn't think it was influencing that young man one bit, but I want you to know, it wasn't long after that I got saved and gave my life to Jesus. And you listen to me, that young man, I didn't go to him. I didn't try to help him. I didn't try to win him. I didn't try to do nothing. And friends, I want you to know, as I sat over there, the Holy Ghost of heaven told me, I want you to know, that sin that you live, that sin that you walked in, that sin of you, I want you to know, that's why that young man is sitting here. He watched the way you walk. He's watched the way you talk. Friends, I want you to know tonight, there's somebody watching your walk. There's somebody hearing your talk tonight, and it must line up with the Word of God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, there's a purity in the house of God. There's prayer in the house of God. There's praise in the house of God. But our last thing tonight, there is power in the house of God. You can find power in this place. As my nephew got done, we got in the altar there. I want you to know, Brother Ricky, we got down there, and I prayed for him, and I asked him one question. I said, I want to ask you one question. He said, what's that? I said, son, would you forgive me for the life that I lived in front of you? This was last week before I come here. Will you forgive me for the life that I lived in front of you? I've been pastoring that church. I've been preaching for 10 years now. Only time I found him was in a rehab place. Folks, I want you to know tonight, you say, God forgave me, that's enough. And it is. But sometimes when you've wronged somebody, it's for you to go and ask for that forgiveness too. That's part of purity tonight. That's part of purity. That's part of power. That's part of restoration in our lives tonight. I tell you this, and I don't know where this is going, but somebody needs to forgive somebody tonight. I feel that in my spirit tonight. I feel that tonight. Man, I want you to know this man had a three-wheeler at my home, and I was working on him for him. And when I got locked up and put in jail, that three-wheeler took it away. I don't know what happened to it, but long story short. And I went into the place there in town to get gas, and I filled up. I hadn't seen that man in years. I was already preaching. And I walked in, and he was sitting in the back corner. And as I walked up and paid, I threw my hand up and seen him. And as I started to pay, the Holy Spirit said, go ask him for forgiveness. And I said, what? I paid, and I went to push the door to go out, and he said, go ask him for forgiveness. I said, man, he said, don't you touch that door. You go ask that man for forgiveness. There's people sitting all in there, Brother Bobby. I'm talking about there's people everywhere in that place. I walked back there to where he's at, and as I was walking back there, he said, when you get back there, you get on your knees before him. I said, Lord, come on. I said, I'm a man. Men don't get down like that. He said, if you want forgiveness, you'll find it on your knees. Folks, I want you to know tonight, if you want what God's got for you and you want the altar of prayer, that prayer and that power to be put back in your life, you'll have to get on your knees. You have to get to a humble position in your life and give everything to God. If this revival is going to be what God's called it to be, we're going to get on our knees and give it all to God. As I got there to that place and I was walking up, my old knees got to trembling. I just got right there where he's at, and I was going to go down on one. And he said, I said both. I just fell down on both knees. And I looked him right in the eyes and I said, Mr. Willie, I said, you know that three-wheeler that was at my home? He said, yes, sir. I said, you know what, man, that thing got gone and I never repaid you for that or nothing. I just want to ask for forgiveness. And he said, young man, when I heard that you got born again, I forgave you right then. Folks, I want you to know tonight there's some places in your life that you need to go to. There's some people that you need to go to. There's some people that we're hindering from coming to the house of God because we're standing right in the way. We're standing right in the way. We say all the time, hey, we want to be in God's will, but we'll stand against somebody. He said that altar of power tonight. Let me show you that. Let me show you in the altar of power tonight what God can do. If you look with me in verse number 38, that altar of power needs to be repaired tonight. Look in verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Folks, I want you to know tonight we need fire to fall in this place tonight. We need God to do a work in this place tonight. He said fire fell. I literally believe that fire fell. Folks, I want you to know tonight I believe it fell from heaven. It dried up that wood and over there in old Alabama turns it. Licked it up. Amen. It licked it up. It licked up everything. That water licked it up. Friends, I want you to know tonight, whatever's going on in your life tonight, God can lick it up. He can take care of it tonight. He can take care of what's going on. Fire fell. That fire, that anointing fell in his life. Look here tonight. And he said, when all the people saw it, they fell. We don't only need fire to fall, but we need people to fall before Almighty God tonight. I want to ask you tonight, and this is what I don't want to ask you. What is keeping the power of God from being on your life so real? What altar tonight? The praise, the purity. Man, what is it tonight that's keeping it from falling on you tonight? What is it that is keeping you from seeing what God would have you to do? He says tonight that altar of praise, that altar of purity, that altar tonight of prayer, but that altar of power, it removes doubt. There was no doubt when they seen the fire fall. All the way up to that, when he was building it, they was doubting Elijah. All the way through it, they was doubting, is it going to work? Tonight you're saying, preacher, are you telling me the truth? Will it work? I tell you tonight, yes, it will work. It will work. It will work. Folks, I want you to know tonight, I've been saved from something. I've been saved from my sins. Don't get over that. Don't get over what you've been saved from. Folks, don't get too good from what you've been saved from. You remember tonight, this place tonight is for the lost people. I tell them over there where I pastor, we want everybody to come. You send every homosexual in Lamar County, you send them our way. Hey, you send every drug addict our way, every alcoholic our way. And when you get to the point you don't want them coming through that door, you remember tonight you're here for the wrong reason. They need the power of God on their life that they may be changed. That's what they need. Folks, I want you to know, when I was that drug addict, walked around in the world, nobody would tell me nothing. They'd say, if you want to change, you can change. If you'd want to, you could. Friends, I want you to know tonight, you can't change without Jesus Christ. You can't have the power on your life without Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know, them old boys and them old girls, they want to change. They just don't know how to change. I'll never forget when I walked in on a Tuesday night in that revival, and that preacher got to preaching, telling me about a man named Jesus. I fell on that altar and gave my life to the Lord. Never been the same. The power of God fell on me. You wonder why I get excited, man. I deserved hell and he gave me heaven. Well, that's good enough for me. I want to give you this in closing tonight. I want to ask you about the power of God on your life. I want to ask you about the power of God. It's so simple, so easy. Every day we go to the pole and pray with kids at the public school there in the town we live in. They'll gather around that flagpole. They do see you at the pole year-round. Y'all know all about that, one day a year. We go every day there. We see the need of prayer. We need to see of altars and kids' lives restored. We need to start telling our kids about that, stay pure. Amen? Right? Yeah, I mean, virginity is not a bad word. It's a Bible word.
Amen.
It's a Bible word.
That's right.
Whew. I stand there with them kids on every day. Every day. This one little boy walked up and he was about 6 years old. I ain't never seen him again. Seen him one time and he poured on my coat there. It's cold weather. He said, "Can I pray? Can I pray today?" And I said, "Yes, son, you can pray." And most time they pray, "God is good, God is great," you know? That's nothing wrong with that, but that's usually the prayers we get, little kids. And that little boy walked up to me. He said, "Can I pray?" And I said, "You sure can." I said, "I'll finish up when you get done. When you get done praying, I'll finish up." He said, "Let's bow our heads." And that little fella, we all bowed our heads, and I was waiting on God is good, God is great. And he said, "Lord God, if you don't do nothing else for me, saving me is enough." Boy, I got choked up. I said, "Lord God, how am I going to follow that?" Lord God, he was so pure in what he said. He was so, he didn't pray wanting. He didn't pray needing. He prayed thanking God. Saving me is enough. I'd be curious tonight to know, when was the last time you told God, "God, saving me, if you do nothing else, just saving me is enough." I'd be curious tonight to wonder tonight what altar is broken in your life tonight. I'd be curious tonight to know that in the throne room of heaven your secret would be out. I'd be curious tonight to know what altar that's been broken down, that altar of praise. You won't even praise him no more because some pain or some problem in your life. I'd be curious tonight that altar, not only that altar of praise, but man, that altar of purity tonight. Or if you say, "Preacher, if you just knew," I'm glad I don't know, but God does know. Folks, tonight I want you to know you may be the one hindering revival from coming to this place. One of the greatest enemies we got is called our cell phone. Folks, don't hide behind buttons. You say, "Preacher, you're meddling." I'm not meddling. I'm just telling you honest God truth. Be careful what you look at on that phone. Men, don't confide in another woman. Women, don't confide in another man. Folks, I'm telling you, bottom of my heart tonight, we need purity in the church. I wonder if that's been broken down in our lives. I wonder tonight if our prayer life has been broken down. That altar has been broken and we're not praying the way we should. But I want you to know tonight, before all that breaks down, that altar of power, when we know we can get in an altar and call on God and know He'll answer, that'll be the first thing that'll leave us when we start getting away from God, that power start pulling away from us. I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about your power. I'm talking about that power. When's the last time that you can reach down and ask God to do something? I want to share this with you before we close. I don't know how you believe in this, but I just do what I do. I had a deacon in the church one night. He had a big spot on his side, brother. He's on the mission trip at your church this year, Brother Eric. He's about 6'7", big old joker. I mean, big. He had a knot come up, and that thing was that big around sticking out. He'd take his shirt and rub it down. It just wound over. And that Sunday night, he stood up in the middle of prayer. It's what we need in churches. He stood up in the middle of prayer, and he said, "Preacher, I got a problem." "What is it, brother?" I thought he was going to tell me something. He said, "You see this?" I said, "Yes, sir, we see it." He said, "I read in the book where it says for us to call for the elders and let them pray over us. Anointing us and effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Preacher, will you pray over us tonight?" I said, "Yes, sir, we sure will." We got down that right there where he's standing. We just come out in the aisle. All the elders of the church gathered around. We laid hands on him before we did. We prayed if there'd be any sin in our lives, that it'd be removed. If we had any, if God had an ault against us, that He'd remove that ault. He'd answer our prayer. We wanted to be pure. We wanted to pray, but we wanted the power of God to come down on that man. And next morning, he had to be at the doctor around 6 o'clock. That next morning, at about 4:30, my phone rung, and I seen over there. I thought, Lord, what's happened? It says, Brother Eric Carruth. And I picked the phone up and hit the button. I said, hey, brother. And he is shouting. I mean, at 4:30 in the morning, I mean, you know, hey, I'm not always this happy. Amen. You know what I'm saying? 4:30 in the morning, I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He said, brother, that spot, that knot is gone. And I'm thinking, okay. He said, no, you don't understand. It's slick. There's nothing there. It's gone. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, well, my wife Tanya says we're going to the doctor anyway. And I said, okay. And he calls me about 8 o'clock. And he says, guess what? I said, what? He said, they're not going to do that. There's nothing there. And he said, the doctor asked me, what happened? We're supposed to have surgery. This, what happened? He said, all I know. Folks, not all I know is I once was headed to hell, now I'm headed to heaven. All I know is that power fell from heaven one day. I wasn't looking for God, but he was looking for me, and he saved my soul. All I know is that night we got down on our knees. You said, preacher, you're getting Pentecostal. No, I'm just getting in Jesus, amen. I'm just getting in the Word. We don't need revival, we need the Bible, amen. And we got in that Word, he put his hands on that Bible, we prayed over that man. That doctor asked me, said, what happened? He said, all I know is they prayed and the power fell. Amen. Folks, tonight, if it was on TBN, I might not believe it. There's a lot of things we doubt. But when it happens in your life, you can't get nobody to change your mind. When God reaches down and touches that body, when God reaches down and saves that man, nobody can doubt it. They can tell you it ain't real all they want to, but when you've experienced it, son, I want you to know tonight they can't change your mind. Folks, tonight, if you've never experienced the power of God, I'd ask you tonight to get in this altar. Let God put his power down on you in a way like you've never, ever been touched before. You say, preacher, will it do it? Only if you'll start repairing them altars that are broken in your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we love you. Father God, I thank you for this night. Lord, I am praying tonight for that individual. Father God, that their praise, that altar has been broken. Father God, tonight it needs to be restored. Father God, that altar of purity tonight, they just know in their heart that they just ain't as pure as they need to be, and they need to get it right with you tonight. Father God, that one tonight, that prayer life is just shaking, and sometimes they don't even pray. It's useless, they think. Lord God, I pray tonight you open heaven. And you take it and you just pour that power in this place tonight. Father God, tonight, this is not our invitation, it's yours. Lord, I'd pray tonight you would saturate somebody with your power and your love tonight. Lord God, I'd pray tonight that somebody tonight, Father God, would come to this altar and give their life to you, or maybe rededicate that life, or just get right back where they needed to be, whatever it takes tonight. Father God, I'd pray you do the pricking tonight. I pray you do the pulling. Father God, I pray tonight you put that power on them. Give them the comfort. Give them the courage to step out from where they're at. And Father God, start putting them stones right back where they need to be. Father God, start putting things back in their life where you'd have it to be, where they can look to you. Father God, for fire to fall in their life. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. Amen. Amen. As the preacher comes.